All right, now we're talking about generational salvation, so I won't begin to explain that to you when the Lord gave it to me. Generation salvation, let's see. I had that Schofield, all right. Now, salvation, and I want you to write this down. Salvation means is the ideal of deliverance, safety, preservation, healing, and soundness. So when you hear the word salvation, you think it's just a word that enters you into the family of God and you go to heaven, but it includes all of this. So any type of habits, any type of behavior, any type of bondage, in Romans 1:16, Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God unto salvation." Now, salvation will take a greater connotation in your mind and in your life, that it's not just preparing me to go to heaven, but it's preparing me to live a certain lifestyle down here in power, all right? That's so important for you to know that. Number one, the Christian had been saved from guilt and the penalty of sin. But what we here to deal with is how the Christian is to be delivered or be saved from the habit and dominion of sin. Habit, dominion. So in your notes, I want you to write habits, behavior, and bondage. Those things. Now I'm not only talking to youth, you know. There's a lot of adults, you know, this class should be open for everybody, because a lot of adults have bondage from your childhood. Because most of the time when Satan catches you, he catches you at the beginning of about 11, 12, 13, and he puts something in your life and you don't know how to get rid of it, and I'm going to teach you how to get rid of it. And I'm going to teach you how not to let Satan ever bully you again. He'll bully you. Maybe there's some in the sound of my voice, I open it to the world, it's out on the internet, that there are things you have tried to change. You know you're going the wrong way. You love God. You go to church. You pray. You read the Bible. You listen to the message. You listen to the sermon. But you still can't seem to break that habit or change that thing. Well, he worked his mojo on you. When I say he worked his mojo, I'm going to show you how he worked. You don't have one way. Little finger now. One way, Satan can hold that finger up a while, but I want you to think about this. This is so dynamic. He only have one way to mess with a Christian. I'm going to deal with that tonight. One way. If you get how to conquer that one way and how to work with it, you got it under control, okay? Now, y'all, how many? We're all Christian, right? All right, that's what I'm dealing with. All right, so now let me say a few things to you. Now, this ladder of movement, the only one access, young man, Satan has to you is your thought life. That's it, your thought life. If I can teach you how to control your thought life, and I can, you'll be able to stop him every time when he try to get you to go against what your heart really want to do. Now, you're a Christian, your heart don't want to do, it don't want to go into habits, it don't want to go into behavior that does not line up with the Bible. You can feel it when a Christian can tell when they're going wrong. But now how to stop it is one thing. So I want you to get this one thing. The only access, no demons, Satan, the only way he can get you to walk out of the will of the Father, walk out the will of the grace of God, is through thoughts. Got it? All right, I'm gonna show you how to deal with that. All right, now, here's the lineup. He give you thoughts. What he wants you to do, he give you thoughts, and he's a creator. He creates lies. The Bible says in John 8:44, you might write it down, he's the father of lies. His only route is a lie he'll give you. And the reason your mom and daddy can't stop you because they haven't stopped, they don't know how to stop them thoughts. You want to obey your parent. You don't want to do wrong. You don't want to get in trouble. But those thoughts got you locked down. Here's what happened. Here's a line of progression of takeover, or the progression of Satan bullying you. Catch you at a young age where you can't stop him. He thoughts, and after thoughts, now the next thing comes is feeling. Okay. Thought, I'm going to get a lot up. He give you thoughts, then feeling come behind that. All right? Then from those same thoughts, you make your choices and your decision. You make decision from them same thoughts. You don't know it, but them thoughts working on you all the time. Now, in making decision, the next thing going to be from that same set of thoughts, series of thought, is action. You're actually going to apply it now. All right? Uh-huh. Then it becomes, you listening? A habit. I didn't skip none, did it? Become a habit. Then it becomes a habit. All right? Then it becomes your character. Then it becomes your destiny. What it started with? Come on, I want y'all to answer. What it started with?
Thought.
How many ways Satan has to access your life? What that one will? Your mind, right? And your thought life, right? Now, if you listen to me, if you're listening to me, and I know you are, you're going to solve your dilemma tonight. You're going to have to work. You're going to practice watching your thoughts. Okay? Now, here's how you watch your thought. Whatever does not line up with the image of God, when it comes to you, you think about it, and it don't line up with the image of God, and you got enough Bible, and you've been around God long enough to know that's not lined up with God, you stop it and don't take it. And you can stop it too. So now, you got the line up. See, you think you're doing this because you want to do it. If it's not of God, you think you're in that bondage, deliverance, or the habit, and sometime all the way up your adult life, you're doing something you don't want to do, and you don't know how to stop it. But it's by stopping your mind, getting your mind set straight. Your mindset, okay? It's Romans 12:2. See, if you don't transform, you're going to conform. If you don't, and this generation is in for it with the internet and all this stuff, man, y'all got a battle on your hand. I know it, even I've been in ministry 43 years, and y'all got to stand up against this thing, because this, everywhere you look, something is suggesting you go the wrong way. And I would just want to compliment you. I think compared to what you're going through, I don't know, we'd have made it. You know, I know some of y'all got some things in your life you need to get out of there, but compared, I mean, some of y'all still coming to church at least, you know, compared to what could be going wrong in your life. And I think from these generational salvation is what we're dealing with. The Lord spoke to me like he spoke to me about money coming. I was in the bed. He said, generational salvation, I want you to start teaching them how to stop the work of the enemy in their life. So you got John 8:44. I want you to study that scripture. Is it 2 Timothy 1 and 7 where he said, God has not given the spirit of fear? 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy? 1 Timothy, isn't it? 2 Timothy. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. Because he'll bluff you. He'll put a thought, make you think you thought it, and then make you do it. It says that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind, right? Power, that's God's ability. Love, that's another ability from God that is overwhelming to us, all right? Now, I want you to write down sound mind. Sound mind. What is a sound mind? A sound mind is a, number one, spiritual mind. That's Romans 8:8, I think it is. Oh, we looked at it this morning. Is that Romans 8:8 to be spiritual mind, or Romans 8:6? Come on, I'm just going to let you help me now, because I'm kind of going with it. What is Romans 8? What? To be spiritual minded is life and peace. 8:6. 8:what? Thank you. What's the matter with y'all? Romans 8:6. Look at it. To be spiritual minded is life and peace. To be carnal minded is what? Death. Now, death, that don't mean you're dead, physically dead, and we got a funeral. Death means that Satan have taken your life over because he's led you in the flesh by your thoughts. You're led in the flesh by your thoughts. You're not led in the flesh by a demon. You're led in bad habits and bondages and behavior by your thought. Now, that scripture, then, is another scripture in James 1, I think about verse 7, say, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So a sound mind is a spiritual mind, and it's not only a spiritual mind, it's a single mind. You don't think two ways, you think one way. You understand what I'm saying? It's a single mind. Now, again, let me remind you, young men and young ladies and all of us who are here, Satan has no authority over you. He only has accusations and a pile of thoughts he'll give you and start that chain gang of you, your thought, your feeling, and you make your decision going down that line. That's the way he do it. I'll be going over that over and over again. Some of you men and women who have been caught and trapped for many years, you'll get delivered in this class because all the while, it might have been from your childhood or whatever, he's been, what he win with, what he keep people in sin with is his thoughts. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, it says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. Look at it. But mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Stronghold is a series of thought that had become your imagination. A series of thought that had brought you a wrong imagination. And then you follow the thoughts and you follow the imagination. And then he got you doing this stuff. And you think you're doing it because you want to do it. You think you're doing it because you can't do it. You can't do anything about it. But it's a group of thoughts. And they put imagination on you, how they put pictures before you. Like having sex before you're married. It comes from a thought life. You saw something on TV, and he tell you it's all right. He put that thought, everybody doing it. And so he pull you off your base in what you had already said, I'm not going to do this. But he give you those thoughts. Homosexuality, ungodly behavior. Romans 1 says it's not right. Why do a Christian do that? Why? We got a lot of Christians who are homosexual. Why? Because Satan caught them and put that thought in their mind and held that thought in their mind, and it went down that system. Thought, choices, action, habit, character, destiny. That's all it is. Listen, ain't no demon got nobody, no Christian. You ain't got you. All it is your thought life. When you learn to control your thought life, only access he has to you is what you're thinking. So now, with what you're thinking, a lot of things being shot at you all the time to control your thinking. You got certain people talk to you, certain people who are in trap, they talk to you to bring you in their trap. Okay? Especially the internet. The internet is a master at it. I know some of y'all sneaking on the internet looking at some things you shouldn't look at. You better quit because what they're doing is getting in your mind. And it's gonna take you over. It's gonna take your mind over unless you begin to apply some of these things I'm telling you. So here's what he wanna do now. Here's what he wanna do. He's a series of thought create a certain type of ungodly imagination, all right? And then he build what you call stronghold. That's a group of thought. And now the only way you got to, we got to pull them down. You pull them down with the truth. You cast down imagination. Now the very important statement in these verses, you got Bible, y'all with me? In 2 Corinthians? Look in what, the fourth, fifth verse somewhere, sixth verse, it talk about bringing every thought into captivity. Do you see that part? I want you to write that down. I want you to write it or type it, wherever you're taking note. Bringing every thought into captivity. That's a very safe, important verse from this night forward to you. When the thought comes, you bring it into captivity, you arrest it, and see if it's from God. And you got the authority because you're a Christian. You're stronger than any thought that come in your mind. You catch that thought and you say, no, that ain't from God. I ain't doing that. And you see, you got that. So now, you got that. You pull a stronghold out, cast imagination. Now, you're bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. That's the captivity. You capture your thoughts, the right thoughts. Think the right way. In Philippians 4:8, it says, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is honest. Write them notes down. Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is good report, think on these things. See, so your thought life. Back up in the seventh verse of Philippians 4, look at this. The seventh verse of Philippians 4 is talking about God keeping your Let the peace of God keep in your heart and mind. Heart and mind. You see that? It's on that? Heart and mind. Your heart and mind are kept. We've been keeping our heart, but we haven't been keeping our mind. And another scripture here is Proverbs 23:7. I'm dealing just with the mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his mind, so is he. So you got heart thoughts, you got mind thoughts. But they're developing who you really going to be. Even though you're a Christian, but now your soul or your body, your soul and your body and your mind are working against your Christianity. Doing other things, in sin kind of way. And you say, hey, man, I'm out of control. Because you're really a nice person. Most people I've met in sin and got problems, they're really nice people and they are saved. They do love God. See, Satan want to get you down that road so far, then he tell you, you're really not saved. See, but he'll have somebody to influence you with a thought, television, internet, at school, influence you with a bad thought and you didn't know what to do with it. So the only access, entrance that Satan has is a thought. Now he give you a creative lie. He tailor make it for you. He know how you think. So he tailor make that lie, then he speak it out to you. He don't want you to know it's him. He make you think it's you or the group you're with or God. Okay? So we got to bring in captivity. You got to bring in a captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, it's not going to happen automatically. When you renew your mind, go back to Romans. I want you to memorize Romans 12:1-3. Memorize. It's one of the things the Lord told me. Romans 12:1-3. I want all y'all to memorize that. Memorize it, go over and over again. In the second verse, the first verse talking about your body, third verse talking about your heart and your spirit, and it's still talking about thinking. That's why in Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Because the third verse of the 12th chapter of Romans is still talking about not thinking of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly. It's talking about your heart, that you think right in your heart, you think right in your mind. But Satan cannot overtake your heart. He deals with your mind. Okay? Now, when he said in the second verse, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed. That's a change. By the renewing of your mind. You take a lesson like this, or the word of God, or when you come into church and the minister's preaching, you take that word, and that word will renew your mind. Now you have the secret of Satan. The secret of Satan is every one of you a Christian, even a man, young man, young lady, man, men and women, listen to me. The only thing now, I'm going to go back, I'm going to get some adults in here. The only thing, if you got a habit, if you got a behavior, write that word behavior down because I'm going to deal with it in a few minutes. If you got a behavior that you really don't want, all right, alcoholic, all right, gambling problem, it came from a thought, and you really don't want it, you're going to have to break it by renewing your mind. Okay? Now, here's the problem. Here's where we come. We take our children to counselors. We take them to psychologists. We take them to preachers. We take them everywhere we can take them because we really love our children, and they still end up bad because that mind pattern ain't broken. Mind pattern. Say mind pattern.
Mind pattern.
Mind pattern from Satan.
Mind pattern.
Has to be broken. And say, I can do this. All right, now here's been our problem. I've been ministering for 43 years. Here's been our problem. We try to break a behavior through the behavior. We try to stop a behavior, you're just gonna stop it. No, you're not. If you don't stop what's feeding it, it's only a temporary delay that he's gonna let you think you stopped it. You see, when you wanna stop a behavior or a habit, you got to shut your mind down from it. See, because the behavior came from the thought. So you see how fruitless it has been. I've tried this too. I've tried to stop things by my behavior. It's fruitless. You can't. You got to go to the, now watch what I'm about to say now. Here we go. Everybody who got a problem here in any kind of way, and everybody want to protect themselves from a problem, here we go. R-O-O-T. The root of the problem is not your behavior. The root of the problem is not your habit. The root of your problem is not how long you've been dealing with this. The root of your problem is not that you do not love God. The root in the problem is ungodly thoughts Satan have used with accusation. He's shot that in your mind, and you didn't know how to deal with it. And so all the behavior, all the habits, all the things that you don't want to do and you're still doing comes from the root of it is thoughts. Say thoughts. Now, look back over your trail. Look back, and even grown women and men in here, look back on some behavior, some habit, and if you look back right now, the Holy Spirit will take you, you'll know it was a thought for you. It wasn't when you did it. It was a thought that come for you. And sometimes that thought work on you and it's festering. It work on you. And if you don't know what's happening to you, now you have a generational fighting chance because you know salvation is safety, deliverance, wholeness. When you say I'm saved, I'm walking in salvation. In other words, I could live a sanctified life. I could live a life right because the only way Satan can trip me from living a life right, not by going to church, not by singing song, not by praying, not by reading the Bible, all of that is right. But all of that is to protect and put a garrison around your mind that the enemy, he cannot get to your spirit because you're saved. Okay? And what he want to do is also, class, he want to make a mockery of God. You say you're a Christian and you're praying and it seems like God can't do nothing about it. But it already have been taken care of, see? And so in Philippians 2:5, it talked about you have the ability to have the mind of Christ. The ability to have the mind of Christ. And when you're going to have to protect your mind. Tell the person next to you, you got to protect your mind. Yeah, see, you got to protect the thought that come. You know, now I'm about to ask something, you think you got all, but I'm about to ask it again. Wait a minute now. Let's know this. Y'all listening? Let's know this. I'm for you. Let's understand that right now. Let's understand that right now. I'm not here to badger you. I'm not here to look down on you or condemn you. What'd you say? Yep. I'm here to help you. You see what I'm saying? We have not been taught this enough. So therefore, in the church, you got a lot of sin have come into the church, have overtaken good people because of their mindset. And if I can get you to understand how this thing works and how to turn that knob and turn that valve off of Satan, how to cast them imagination down and pull on them strongholds in your mind, you're going to be all right. I don't care if you've been in here 25, 30 years because you're still a Christian and he still got to feed you something to keep you doing it. And if you know what he's feeding you, you can stop him. I mean, if you've been drinking, but I just can't do it out of drugs, anything. You can stop anything. Now, the Holy Spirit will help you. The Holy Spirit will develop a God-like mindset in you. And that God-like mindset will answer the door. You got to answer the door. When a thought comes, you got to answer the door. Whatever you're looking at, you got to answer the door because the thoughts are not coming. So I said that earlier. Here's what I said. I don't care how old you are, how long it's been, you look back somewhere, somebody said something to you, somebody taught you something, you saw something on the internet, you kept watching it, and it got in your mind. When it got in your mind, it got in your decision. It got in your feeling, it got in your decision. Then it got in your action, it got in your habit. Are you following me? It got in your character. And now you really think you think you're a girl and you think you're a man. That got into you. You still got women parts. You know, why these women who say they're lesbian or who say they're women, why they want to look like a man? If they're going to be a woman and be a man. No, they want to put clothes on like a man because they know they're not right. See? It's nothing that we can't talk about. Nothing we can't talk about. Like I said, the internet, and then, you know, I know you're going to be children, I know you're going to, and grown up do it too, but watch what you put. Don't put yourself on the internet, on that space thing, naked, some little shorts on. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Don't disgrace your own body. Save your body for your husband or your wife. Don't be men. Don't get on that naked on that internet, this filthy, low-down thing. They're just putting mindsets on people that shouldn't be on them. You understand it? You understand? The Holy Spirit got to help us now. And he's going to help us in these classes. I'm going to take you through a lot of things. Let me say a few more things to you. I wrote this note down. want to change and can't change. Wanting to change and can't change is because you don't know about, it's the mindset, okay? It's the mind, it's the mind. Series of thoughts and imagination become strongholds. It's a series of thoughts that have been put in your mind. Accessing you through your thought life. You're accessed through your thought life. How to begin to come out of this situation? I wrote on this little piece of paper. He says, now watch this now. This is going to help you. You have prayed. You have read your Bible. You do go to church. You listen at your pastor. No change. I still go back and do the same thing. All right? It's the mind. And you may, I wrote a note down, you may even think you're all right and don't want to change. He's locked your mind down into that thought and you think everybody else wrong and you're right. And so you don't let that happen to you, all right? Well, let's go to work now. I'm going to give you some more things. There's a roadway that he creates a method to get access in your life, a roadway. Anybody, for 43 years, I have not become committed to sin. Are you asking me, have I ever sinned? Oh, yeah, I done missed it and got angry and did different things, but I have not become committed to sin. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew where I came from. When I came out of the street and I got saved one Sunday morning, I knew I didn't want to go back, and I knew I was going to go back if I don't get something to help me. So what I've done for 43 years is buried myself in the Bible every day for 43 years, not a day passed. And so that kept me that I can sit here and tell you that I haven't practiced sin. So I know it can be done. Because if I one day, I was a street runner on the street, drinking and smoking, running women, got saved on a Sunday, never went back. What I did, I kept my mind renewed. I didn't know what I was doing, but I stayed in contact with God, and I was just so hungry. And so every time I am to swerve off the road, and I'm reading the scripture, it brings correction. Are you following me? Lord just kept me. Thank God for that. So, and the way he built this road to gain access in your life is through your thought. Okay? I'm going to give you a few things here that going to let you know you're in for more than you came. Because your thought life is the road that Satan used to travel on to get into your finances. Your thought life is the road that Satan used to travel on to get into your marriage. When there's strife in the house between a child and the parent or between the husband and wife, they're not in strife with one another, they're in strife with God. If one of them get out of strife with God, the thing over with. Let me say that again. When there's any kind of strife in your home between a husband and wife, between children and parent, they are in strife with God. Because once one individual out of five get out of strife with God and say, that's not right, I've got to do what the word said, they're out of it. See? Satan keeps strife up by thoughts also. All right? Now, your thought life is the road that Satan travels on to get into your health. Your thought life is the road that Satan used to get access into every area in your life. Listen. You're listening. Say, I'm listening.
I'm listening.
Now, Satan does not have authority, but what he does, you listening? He creates thoughts and creates lies. He doesn't have any authority over you. Once those thoughts has gotten into your head, it paved the way or it paved the road for Satan to get access in your life. Now, I don't know if I said enough, and I'm asking the Holy Spirit to help me now, because I want you to leave here with a form of karate on your thoughts. In other words, know how to chop thoughts that trying to brag you back in the same habit or make you do things that you've been doing. When you aim to fall, think about your thought life. All right? And just read what is 1 Timothy 1:7? God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. Just read that. Read Romans 12:2. Just read it. Because the Holy Spirit got to help me with this. And he didn't tell me, he said, generational salvation. If we don't teach our children and teach, we're going to have more little sissies, more little women trying to be men. We're going to have people drinking. We're going to have people gambling. We're going to do all kind of stuff because this world is polluted. Polluted. Satan having a good time. You're up in the church singing and all that. But all of a sudden, Satan got their lie. And especially real crucial, your children at 11. How many 11 old I got in you? 11 old. 11-year-old, 12-year-old, 13, 14. That's the area. That's when he wants you. That's when he'll get you. And he'll get you and he'll keep you the rest of your life because the average church don't know what to tell you. They'll sing, we'll sing and fall out and cry. No, you have to know how to protect your mind. I don't forgot how many thoughts they say you have a day. Thousands of thoughts. Thousands. And you have to know how to sift those thoughts out. You see what I'm saying? And stop him in his track. You know you don't want to do it no more. You're a Christian. You're a Christian. You don't want to do it. Ain't no Christian woman want to be no whore. Ain't no Christian woman want to run around with somebody else's husband. No, not a Christian. She really don't want to do it. But some way that fascination got there to a created line. You can live right. Hey, I know it, 43 years. A dog one day, a lamb the next day. But I had to be persistent in listening to what God was saying, you know. I couldn't even rightfully teach you this if I wasn't living right. But I know it's a mindset. All right, now let's go. Once those thoughts has gotten into your head, it paved the way or it paved the road for Satan to get access into your life. Now watch, that's why it's so important that we deal with our thought life as Christians. Not because we are so unholy having a bad thought, but because thoughts are roads that Satan used to get access into your life. I gotta give you all this. So many people have had the idea that we got to make sure our thoughts are all holy and our thoughts are only good because God knows our thoughts. You know, you're trying to get the thought right for God. God is not judging us based on our thoughts. But your thoughts are simply a roadway that Satan uses to have access into your life. So we need to close off the road. What we need to do? Right, that Satan has been using to get access into your life. You need to close the road off. You can do it. You need to close the road that sickness has been using to get access in your life. You need to close off the road that financial problem has been used to get access in your life. And all it by your mind, we need to close off all the roads that negative and destructive circumstances are using to gain access into our lives. All right? We need to get control of our thoughts, life, and do some construction around those roads that are leading into our life and make sure that our thought life create a way that God have access into our lives and not the devil. Now, let me tell you something I haven't said since I've been sitting here. Because we get so spiritual, we don't know that. Either through your thought life, either Satan is going to have access or God. See, because we talk about our spirit so much, we think our mind just throw it out there, you know. No. God, just like Satan, access your mind through lies. God wants to access your mind through the truth. Now, the reason it seems like Satan get to you quicker because he's the god of this world. There's a scripture there in 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, the god of this world have blinded the mind of them that believe not, but he do the same thing. Too tricky, he blind the mind of them that believe. See? But he always using thought. He always using thought. All right, so we need to get control of our thought life. Say it. We need to get control of our thought life. And you're so precious. I look out here, you're so precious. I'm glad you came. I'm excited about this, how many of y'all came. You're so precious. And you know, Lord, the Lord just wanted to start doing this. You know, I and I hope you're being helped. Because you feel like a dog when you mess up. You know you won't do right, you know what I'm saying? You got to hide it. You just got to hide it. You got to put up with it. Think as if, you know, just the way you were born. That's what Satan tell you. You got people think that crazy stuff. They try to say, no. God give you the equipment. You know? Let's just think about it. Let me see two women have a baby. Won't work with it. No, they can't have no baby. Two men can't have no baby either. They're adopting children now. That's how bad our world is. Right here. Watch your mind. We need to get control of our thought life and do some construction around those rules that are leading to our life. Make sure that our thought life create a way, watch it, that God has access into our lives and not the devil. So you need to be the police patrolling your mind. Write that down. Or you need to have a receptionist in your mind. You know, like you try to get to them people, you can try to get the lawyer, try to get into somebody's office, that receptionist, and your barber, you don't get to me just come to my office, because you got to deal with barber for you. What you want? Pastor ain't got no time for that. The people leave mad, but they ain't mad at me, they're mad at barber. But you know, you need to have, you need to guard your mind. That's what it is, guard your mind. And after this meeting tonight, young man, what's your name? Talk up loud. Fred, after tonight, he's going to start shooting thoughts at you. But now you have a chance to fight. You know that's a lie if it's not. And because you're a Christian, you know when it's getting off base. Oh yeah, you know. Why are you high? Why are you high when you're on the internet? Why are you high? Well, come out in the front door and eat dinner with mom and them and just hit it. You know, they let them. No, because you're a Christian, you know it's wrong. You know it's wrong. That's why you're high. Anything that cannot come in the open is wrong. It's darkness. And it got you through your mind. So God want to use your mind, but the devil try to take it. Sometimes Satan doesn't have to get involved personally. Wait a minute. Sometimes Satan doesn't have to get involved personally because he uses other people. And often other Christians to get you in thought life because of the things they say and do. So you got so many Christians that have not been taught the way you're being taught now, that even a Christian, and see, it might sound like it's all right, it's another Christian, but their thought life messed up. So are you telling me, Pastor, are you telling me, if I'm not your pastor, let me be your pastor tonight, are you telling me that any habit or behavior, I don't care if it's been there 40 years, just like I've been 43 years letting God access my life, you can be 43 years letting Satan access your life. Yep. Are you telling me any behavior? I've been drinking, man, for years. My grandfather drunk, and my father was a drunkard. I've been taking drugs for years. You mean to tell me that it's my thought life? Yeah, because the feeling came after. So if you backtrack and let God renew your mind, the Holy Spirit will help you. Write Romans 8:26-28, and it's talking about praying in the Spirit. But within the context of that, you'll find out that we have infirmities, infirms that we can't handle. But he said, if you start praying in the Spirit, one part of those verses says, he give you the mind of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he give you the will of God while you're praying in tongues. All right, he give you the will of God. You get the mind of the Spirit and the will of God, you are able to live the good life by praying in the Spirit. So it's important. Are you baptized with the Holy Ghost? I'm making with you, Fred. You just have to be on the front. You baptized, you speak in tongues? Yeah. You speak in tongues. If you got something you need to break, you pray in the Spirit. Now you know it ain't mama, it ain't daddy. Is Satan trying to put a thought in your mind? Why? He's trying to rob you of your character. He's trying to kill your destiny. And he's trying to make you be something you're not. He'll do it. I just use Fred because he's right on the front. But you got to watch him. You see, all right? Now, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, turn that way. How long you had the clock set for? An hour? Huh? Wow. Wow. The 11th verse says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Let's define devil now. D-I-A-B-L-O, Diablo. And B-L-O means to throw at or hurl, accusation at, or to hurl, H-U-R-L, bad negative word at. D-I-A means put a whole thought or penetrate. So what I mean, the devil, his very name is Revelation called him the accuser. And he used thought, and what he do is he constantly trying to penetrate your mind to think his thought. He ain't going to never tell you God ain't no good. He ain't never tell you Jesus didn't die. He ain't going to tell you that because he know you're going to say, oh, no, you're lying. Jesus did die. See, you're a Christian. You know that. You've already accepted that. So he's going to come with other things. Listen to me now. Satan's whole nature is to throw accusations, plural, at you over and over and over and over again until, who can finish that? Who can finish that? Let me read it again. I'm going to see if you hear. Yeah. Satan's whole nature, got your legend now. Satan's whole nature, I might call on you too. Satan's whole nature is to throw accusation at you over and over and over and over again until he what? Huh? Who won't answer that? What is it? Get you to believe it. That's a good answer. Control your thought. That's a good answer. Y'all write down. Get you to believe it. Control your thought. Who else got an answer? I got a different answer. Get you to act on it. That's a good answer. Get you to act on it. All these things are true. Yes? Get you to believe what he's saying is true. Yes? Get you to agree with it. That's a good answer. Yes? What? What? She got it. That's the answer. That's the answer I have. She got the answer. Till he penetrates your mind. So he can't just jump in your mind. You got to give him permission. And so he keep telling you the same thing, keep telling you the same thing, keep telling you, same thing, keep telling you, you're no good. You're no good. Then your mama told you wasn't no good. And mama just trying to straighten you out. So you no good thing you. Now mama really thinks she's helping you, but she just helping Satan. You no good. You ain't going to never be nothing. Oh, Jesus. Mama threw the shoe at you. I've had shoes thrown at me. Yeah, yeah. My mama's a real mild lady, but I mean, you don't get her stirred up. I'm going to say the whole thing over because I'm going to show you what happened. Satan's whole, how many of y'all getting something out of this now? I mean, don't fool me. Satan's whole nature is to throw accusation at you over, you listening? Over and over and over again until he penetrated what? Your mind. Got that? And there he can release his explosive power once he gets access to your mind. Now we know Satan don't have power over us. The Bible tells you he does not. The Bible tells us we have power over him. When he said in Luke 10:19, behold, I give you power. So if I got all this power, I'm going to rhyme now. Why this is happening to me at this hour? Well, I'm going through this stuff. If God that powerful. Well, the things of God, they are not automatic. Why? Because we're living in a foreign system. We're living in satanic territory. So we're going to have to learn how to protect our heart and protect our mind. The Bible says out of the heart come the issues of life. See? So we need our heart covered. We need, that's why the psalmist says, what's the 139th psalm, I think? Search me, O God. Know my heart. Try me. And know my thoughts. Get them out of me, Lord. And see if there be any wicked way in my heart or my mind. And get it out from me. And he will do it for you. See? That's Psalm 139, what, 13, 14? Huh? 23 and 24. Write that down because I want you to see that in your prayer time. I want you to pray that. Would you pray that for me in your prayer time? Pray phrase, Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Just put it in your own words. I mean, if you don't feel nothing or nothing. Are y'all with me now? How many going to work with me? I mean, if you don't feel nothing or nothing, just say it anyway. Do that for 21 days. Every day when you pray. Lord, search me. Know my heart. Try me. Know my thoughts. See if they've been. See what's going to happen now. Flushing is going to start taking place. I got to get you flushed. I got to get you to know what's happening to you. But there's some things already been put in there. So we got to get them out, all right? And so if you pray, search me, oh God. And parents, y'all need to help your children. I don't want you badging them the same old way you've been badging them, because I know you're getting mad because the child, you done brought their butt in the world. Now they act like you ain't got no good sense. You done fed them and cleaned their behind, and now they act like they're crazy. And so you get upset sometimes. You got a right to get upset. A child answering you back? What? Yo, better be dead. You can come in my day. Shh. Call the police. You better call the undertaker. So, Diablo, which is the name for Satan, D-I-A-B-L-O, the accuser, who will keep accusing until he penetrates your thought life. Listen, class, what I'm about to say. Satan does not have any other method. You heard me? The only way he can access you as a Christian. How many Christians we got? Come on, lift your hand. Right. The only way, because actually you have authority over him. So if you don't use your authority over your mind, he's going to use his accusation. I'm hearing in the spirit blood thoughts. Blood thoughts. Thoughts that is connected to the blood of Jesus. You can look up, you'll find them all in the scripture. Christ had redeemed in Galatians 3:13 from the curse of the law. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20 say you're bought with a price. See, that's blood, that blood thought. What is Revelation 12 what? Say you overcome him. Come on, y'all help me. Revelation 12 what? No. Revelation, no, it ain't 5:12. I know it ain't 5:12. 5:12 is talking about the sevenfold anointing, the power, the riches, and all that. I'm talking about when you overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Revelation 12 what? Revelation 12, 11. Put that in your note. And say, Satan, I overcome you, and read that scripture. Satan, I overcome you in the name of Jesus, and read that scripture. You see what I'm saying? You're working on something, right? We're working on something, right? I don't want to make nobody guilty. You're already guilty. I don't want to condemn you. You're already condemned. You're condemned when you're by yourself in that lie. I'm trying to get you out of it. Satan does not have any other method. He can't send demons to defeat you or strongholds to destroy you. That is not how he operates. His method or scheme is his roadway into your life through your thoughts. A lot of times we're fighting demons. We know there are demons, but demons cannot possess Christians. They can oppress you, but they cannot possess you. You cannot possess somebody who is stronger than you. Now, I want you to write this. I wrote a footnote to myself. I know how to seal Satan off. Write that down, because I'm going to tell you how to do it. I know how to seal Satan off. I'm so happy tonight. I'm glad God told me about this, because you got grown women still got sin in their life. They want to stop it. They love God. So now you just know, yes, but now we can at least seal him off and recognize his one point of entry. And when we get control of that one point of entrance, then he has no access. And let me see, can I ask you this question on your behalf? I know I can ask you with my mouth, but I'm going to see, can I ask it to you? See how I'm going to ask it. Let me ask this. Are you seeing this? No, that's sad. What you don't see? What I mean, somebody got a question for me. What you don't see? Because I got, up to this point, I got to make sure you understand what I'm saying. So if you got a question, I'm ready for it. And don't ask me no old crazy question. Otherwise, we're talking about your mind. We're talking about how Satan getting control of people. But if you're not understanding, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, and he will help you. There are instructions the Holy Spirit give you while you're sleeping. And see, I'm just trying to get enough in you so you can understand the frame of it and understand that you're not a bad person. You're not an old dog or what Satan's trying to make you think you are. I don't care how long you've been in trouble. It's somewhere he shot a thought in your mind and he's been working on you with that thought ever since. Tonight is my job as the man of God to tell you that you don't have to go through this. He don't have no more one way. See, we think it's demon power. If I get that devil out there, there's no devil in that job. There's a thought in that job. So here's the keys to eliminating sin and access to my life and keeping my mind clean and renewed. That is why the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's Romans 12, 2. As you renew your mind to the word of God, as you wash your thought life. Now look at John 15, 3. Look at John 15, 3. I want you to read that to me when you get there. I'll give you a minute. I want you to believe this. I want you to put finger in two places. I want you to look at John 15, 3 and John 6, 63, because I want to get something going here. John 15, 3, I want you to read it to me. Ready? Read. All right, so what I'm doing, I'm speaking the word to you, right? You're being cleansed right now. All right? Now, why? Why that word is so powerful? Look in John 6, 63. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Now, I want you to underline in your Bible, to you. Go back to John 15, 3. Read John 15, 3 again. Great. Read it. What? You're clean through the word what? Notice that to you is in that verse. To you. In both of those verses, to you. And here's your landing place for to keep your mind renewed. Look at John 15 and 7. You can do this. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, come on in. Ask what you will. Come on in. And it shall be done unto you. Come on in. It shall be done unto you. See? Here's here. I'll give it to you again. That is why the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. As you renew your mind to the word of God, so you renew your mind to the word of God with the word of God, all right? And so when you're reading, let open your mind up too. Also, as you renew your mind to the word of God, as you wash your thought life to agree with the word of God. That's why I give you John 15 and 3. When you're praying or when you're making a confession, just saying the word of God is washing me. When you do that, as you wash your thought life, wash your thought life. Say, wash your thought life. Wash your thought life. How you wash your thought life? With the word. Wash your thought life. Keep your thought life washed. Keep your thought life washed, children. Keep your thought life washed. I know y'all going to look at television, and you can't look at almost nothing now. Three little bears got a girlfriend. Papa bear running out on mama bear. They didn't just mess everything up. In my days, you look at a clean cartoon, there wasn't nothing in there, you know. In my days, there wasn't nobody getting into bed. Especially nobody taking clothes off. Now they got a commercial, advertising drawers, everybody walking in their drawers. You ever saw that? National TV, men and women just walking in their drawers. Women got their panties on, men got their drawers, just walking away. Some think they're jumping, so they pull their pants down, get out and walk with them. And think they're doing something. I'll stand. Let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something. Look at me and listen. Look at me and listen. There are things in this world we're not going to ever change. So I discern what I pray about. Because some of the stuff, God behind it, he letting them go. Like for homosexuality. He says, all right, I'll try to help you and help you. But if you don't want to go, he says, go ahead on and be a pawn. I'll turn you over to a reprobate mind. He goes, go ahead on and do it then. God said, go ahead on and do it. God dog it, you won't do it? Go ahead and do it. Do it big time. So when you see a girl that's completely taken over by this homosexual,
a man is taking over, when they're really taking over, they go to wearing dresses. Hi. I said, what the hell you say? Who you talking to? Come hind me.
Shoot, I'm a man, huh? But they get their mind messed up. You know that, right? I said, you know that, right?
Yes.
See, now that's the person that got off the track, all the way off the track, because they ain't had nobody to help them. Let me read this to you again. I want you to get, I'm going to close in a few minutes. We've been here about an hour, and it's 7:30, and children got to go to school tomorrow. But they're going with a different mindset. Because you know who you're going to hear? The Holy Ghost and the apostle. You be jumping that hole, you say, I'm getting out this hole, man. The apostle might be down here. And I'm really going to pray. And I got some intercession to take this thing, boy. And so I'm going to give them a text and tell them what I want them to pray for generational salvation. And they're going to get a hold of it. They're praying all the time at night. I hear my phone, boom, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Prayed an hour and a half. Read 9 scriptures. God setting all this up. Because what we're aiming to do now, we're in a transition. We cannot hold this generation back. We cannot sing the same beat. We got to step it up. Now, some of the older heads say, I want my song. Yeah, lady, God help me. Lady said, it's my mama's song. Well, go let the mama sing it. We got to keep moving, man. The spirit is on the move. If you don't move, you're going to lose out. All right. This is why the Bible says, do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's Romans 12:2. As you renew your mind, now there's another scripture in Ephesians 4:23. Talks about being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Look at it. See? Being renewed in the spirit. So your mind has a spirit. Being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind's going to have the spirit of Christ, or your mind's going to have the spirit of Satan, according to who you let in it. Because your mind is not born again. Okay? Your mind, you got to watch out for your mind. Your mind is not born again. Being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Now, Romans 12:2 said, be not conformed, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Ephesians 4:23, that you may prove, well, I don't leave that out. What is the good? What? Go to Romans 12. I've been leaving that out. How many of y'all want to do the will of God? I'm serious. How many of y'all don't want to do the will of God? What you doing up here? You notice a church? Imagine that, because a lot of churches are not doing the will of God. Romans 12:3 said, be not conformed. Don't take the shape of, the form of, but be renewed. In other words, a transformation take place. Be renewed in the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, look at this, good, acceptable, you see me, and perfect will of God. You can do this. Bob, I had somebody tell me, when I got saved, I was about 25. And Satan just had my mind. You know, if my daddy wouldn't have knocked me out, I knew he would knock me out. My daddy was a big old man. I didn't want him to hit me, you know. I know he talked, we jumped. My brother know, I got a brother here, my brother Roy, he's a member of this church. He didn't play with my daddy. And don't let mama tell him you said something or did something. I keep not getting to this. That is why the Bible said, do not be conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. As you renew your mind to the word of God, as you wash your thought life to agree. As somebody said, who said that? Agree with the word of God. Yeah, my preacher would have said that. You are eliminating Satan's access in your life. You are eliminating Satan's access into your life. What access he have to your life? To the mind, thought life, right. Now watch me now, I'm going to say a few more things. Satan has no legal right or authority over you. You have authority over him. So he tries to piggyback on thoughts that will defeat you, and thereby gain access in your life, releases his explosive power. So what do we need to do? Five more minutes? What do we need to do? I don't want to leave you with not knowing what to do. You cannot change your life by changing your behavior. You cannot change your life by changing your behavior. You change your life by changing what you think. Say this with me. I cannot change my life. By changing my behavior.
I change my life
by changing what I think. How many of y'all filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues? Let me see your hand. How many of you got in here filled with the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues? Now, put your hand out. Any young man or young woman in here, you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. John is here. He can be able to help you. You're not. Now, be honest now, because you're going to need this strength in your life. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost. You can't speak in tongues. Raise your hand. I want to see where you're at. Raise your hand. You're not filled with the Holy Ghost, and you can't speak in tongues. Put them up high. I can't see them hands. You trying to put them hands up where I can see. That's two young men there. Y'all Christian? Y'all Christian, young lady? Okay. Where about you? Well, you a Christian? Yeah, you a Christian. Huh? You've been baptized, right, and accept Jesus and all that? All right, John, we're going to take them. We're going to get them filled. They ain't got no choice. Y'all stand up and go with him. Remember that white-haired man right there? Y'all go with him. We're going to get you filled with the Holy Ghost. You God's children. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Get filled with the Holy Ghost. We ain't asking you, do you want to? That's too much problem. Y'all told them children, do you want to do this, baby? Said, no. Hell no, I don't want to do it. Leave me alone. Y'all got to stop that mess. Sometime you got to just tell them this is what we're going to do. My children had no choice. You know, they don't know they were going to church. They're going to be in church the rest of their life. And they grew as men and women, and they understand it. Now, you cannot change. I'm going to close right here. You cannot change your life by changing your behavior. Now, how many have tried to change your behavior by changing your behavior? I did. Y'all all tell the truth. Some of y'all lie. You try to change. You don't want to do something, and you try to change it by not doing it. You know, it's something you don't want to do, and you try to change it by not doing it. The reason y'all die don't last. You ain't got this thing straight in your mind. Mine either. I said, I ain't going to eat this. Give me Pete. So the Christian life is very simple. I'm trying to close. It is not about devils and demons. Nowhere does the Bible say to take every thought demon captive, but the Bible said take every thought captive. We've been trying to capture the demon. Yes, you cast out devils, but you cast them out of demon-possessed people. If you are born again, you are a Jesus-possessed person, not a demon-possessed person. Stand on your feet. Oh, God, this is so needed. And you know, Holy Spirit, we can't do this by ourselves. The parents here with me, the children here, they respect it. They come out, and I'll see how we need to have these generational salvation classes just to train them how to protect themselves. So, dear God, tonight I need all the help you can give me. Holy Spirit, I need you to walk with every one of these young men, every one of these young women. I need you to help me with it. I need you to help them. I need you to help parents to better understand how to protect their children's mind. I just thank you right now, Lord, for this first leg on this meeting. But we're going to see so many great results. We're going to have so many testimonies. Everything going to turn into a testimony. I thank you right now for everyone under the sound of my voice here in the auditorium and probably the hundreds, maybe thousands watching by internet. We thank you for this night. Thank you for this class. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, let me tell you something. Go over these notes. I'm going to do it again next Sunday night. Go over these notes. If you have questions, write them down and present it to some of my staff members or give it to Darnell, and he'll bring them to me, and I'll look over those questions and pray over them and get answers for you. But you can do this. And parent, let me say something else that I told a young man today. We talk about Say, for instance, screening what you have, where you can go. We can just do so much of that. I mean, if I don't tell you how to handle it, you're going to get it. You understand? We have tried, parents, we've tried to, you know, take the internet out of their room and cut the TV off and put them, call them lock things on your TV and all that. Just going to go to the neighborhood and look at it. Yeah, they're going to get it from somewhere. So, hey, Ron, I ain't know you yet, man. They're going to get it some. They're going to get it from somewhere. You understand me? They're going to get it from somewhere. So now you got to show them where they don't have to get it. They don't want it. You have to show them that you can stand on your own two spiritual legs. Are you seeing what I'm saying?
Yes,
huh? Yes, you know, my older son said, we got to screen them, got to make sure to screen the children. I disagreed with him to a certain extent. Not disagreeing about the screening, because you need to know what's going on. You need to walk in the room. No locked doors in my house. Now, I know some of y'all on the internet looking at something you shouldn't look, grown men and women. See? And that stuff get in your mind, and it mess you up. You remember I told Sean here? Sean here? Your son here? You remember I told him when Sean come crying? Because Sean, their family got a high IQ. I mean, they break the grade chart. You know, the instructor, because some children just genius, the instructor can't even keep up with them. And so Sean needs to stay close, keep his mind renewed. That's all he got to do, keep his mind renewed, because he loved God. That boy loved God. Just got to keep his mind renewed. I got to show him how to keep his mind renewed, because he got such a great destiny ahead of him to help a lot of people. And so we just got, that's why God told me to get these generational salvation classes, that we can know how to do this thing. So yes, do the screening, not screaming. You know that it didn't work. You've been screaming for the last 10 years. Get this right, get this right. Now you talk with them. You know, you minister to them. You understand? You just minister to them. That's the way to do it, just minister to them. Yes, ma'am. You have something to say to me? Huh? Sowing a seed? You listening? You gonna come to all my classes? You give me your word? All right, I'll take it. I receive your seed. She's sowing me all the time. She's sowing me. She's sowing my wife. And she had some problems. But that girl loved God. Her parents loved God. It's just somewhere in a mindset that somebody tried to poison your mind. I mean, she's one of the most beautiful girls in this church. When she got her hair on, got her stuff on, she rang the bell, boy. You know, so some of you young men say, oh, my. Well, no. After these classes are over, we're going to have some testimony. Okay? And as long as we operate in love, as long as Christians are, oh, boy, we're not to condemn each other. We're to love each other and help each other, right? Am I right?
Yes.
That's what we're going to do, and that's how we're going to come out. We're going to clear Satan up. God bless you. See you next Sunday evening.